So what happened down ballot? Yes, despite Democrats spending record amounts of money, Republicans appear to have held the Senate and gained seats in the House. But what about on the state level? Republican victories at state legislatures could shape politics for years to come. Ali Mutnick is a reporter for Politico. Ali, we're hearing Democratic activists say we not only spent the money, we thought people would, you know, change their minds about the pandemic being real. What happened?
You know, it's interesting because of all of the things on the ballot in 2020, and there were a lot, the races that will potentially have the most long-lasting impact to come were all the way at the bottom, the battle for these state legislatures, because we're coming into a redistricting year. And in a lot of key states, the party that controls the governor's chamber, that controls these state legislators, gets to draw the maps and choose, you know, who those maps are most favorable to for the next decade to come.
And Republicans now have retained control of that. And some people are attributing this to bad polling, over-optimism on the part of the Democrats, not really understanding the Republican base. You hear any other reasons for it?
Well, the polling across the board was definitely very off. And it seems like the polling was capturing that this disgust and distaste with Donald Trump in the suburbs that we saw so clearly in 2018 was going to carry over into 2020. And it really looks like it didn't very much at all in the places where Democrats needed to. And they got their clocks cleaned in the battle for some of these really key state legislatures in Texas and North Carolina and Florida.
Well, let's look at Florida. The Democrats hope to flip the state Senate, pick up some state House seats there. So what happened in Florida?
Well, Florida is a really unique situation because Trump's strength among Latino men, among Cubans in particular, was just completely missed by the polling. And Democrats got two shocking losses in the House in South Florida in districts that Hillary Clinton won by double digits in 2016. And they swung really hard towards Trump and they took down ballot Democrats with them.
And then, of course, Donna Shalala lost her seat on the congressional level. And you mentioned also big disappointments for Democrats in state houses in Texas and Minnesota. There were some Democratic victories both on the state and the national level. Go to Michigan.
Yeah. So in Michigan, Democrats managed to keep two House seats, two freshmen in districts that Trump won. But sort of going down the ballot, and Gary Peters, of course, at the U.S. Senate level, looks to be safe in Michigan. But I know at the state house, Democrats were really hoping that they would take back control of that lower state legislative chamber. And it doesn't look like they were able to do that.
Yeah. Well, we know in Alabama, the football coach, Tommy Tuberville, a huge Trump supporter and supported by Trump, handily defeated the Democratic incumbent. That was Senator Doug Jones. In Montana, you've got a Republican senator, Steve Daines, blocking a challenge from a Democrat there. And it was the governor, the former governor, Steve Bullock. Talk about some other races on the national level that maybe Democrats thought gave them a chance in the Senate.
Well, it looked like Susan Collins held on in Maine. That was one of the top Democratic pickup opportunities there. She's a Republican. She had a really well-funded challenge from a state Democratic Speaker of the House, Sarah Gideon. She lost there, and they really weren't able to push into some of their reach opportunities across the country in Iowa, you mentioned in Montana, in Kansas. And so that was definitely a big disappointment across the map.
Well, and take us back to the state legislatures, which people forget about. This is really down ballot for most people. But again, Texas, North Carolina, Florida, Republicans either held on to or, you know, carved out even more power. Other places you want to mention, and again, the significance of this.
Yeah, so if you go all the way back to 2011, when we got the state legislative maps and the congressional maps that we largely use today, you know, Republicans completely swept the table in nearly every major state. They gained total control and they were able to draw really favorable maps that Democrats are still running on today. And they've spent the last decade trying to get, you know, a foot back in the door in places like Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan. And they were able to do that a little bit. To some extent, they've got some governors in place, but they really haven't been able to take back the legislative chambers for a decade that'll draw those maps. And now, when we look at where the population is growing really quickly in Texas, in North Carolina and Florida, those are all slated to gain congressional seats next year. Texas could gain as many as three, Florida could gain two, North Carolina could gain one. And so to be totally boxed out of the process of how those seats are drawn next year really puts Democrats at a disadvantage. And that's why they spent millions of dollars trying to target these really honest, fastly growing, rapidly diversifying places, and they came up short on Tuesday.
Ali Mutnick, a reporter for Politico, taking a look at the down ballot results across the country. Ali, thank you.
Of course. Thanks for having me.